Welcome back to the zone. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. I'll tell you guys about Sport Clips right before we get Bob Holt on the Sticky's Finger Hotline. Isn't that where you said Matt's in town?
Yeah, it's Rev Room, though.
Is it the Rev? That's perfect. Rev Room Hotline. How about that?
Yeah, he'll be at the Rev Room Friday night. Saturday night at 9 p.m. Matt Stell. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, I know Matt Stell. He's been on with us before.
He's phenomenal, man. It's a good show all the way around. I got two or three songs that are on my iPhone or iPod, whatever you call it, that stay in the most played list.
Oh, so, I know that. Well, maybe you can belt out a tune for us.
I can't.
How about you sing us into the next break?
I can't carry a tune in a bucket.
You never lied about that, buddy. That's the truth right there. You ain't no liar now.
You know the rest of that saying, right?
Yes, I do, buddy. I know what else, too. If you're going to go see Matt Stell and you're going to hang around with your relatives over, come on. Oh, relatives. Did they ever look at you and you go, dang, Sterner, you should have got a haircut?
I see mine about twice a year, so they love me. And I'm not
because they know you're gonna leave.
I'm not near as loud and obnoxious as you, so they don't.
No, here's the thing though, you're missing the whole point. You're missing the whole point.
Obviously, what was the point?
The point is you gotta see your relatives twice a year. You might as well look good. Go to Sport Clips.
Sport Clips.
That's right. Get yourself MVP experience. Thank you very much. See, I got my hair cut.
Tingling Tea Tree Massage.
Tingling Tea Tree Massage.
Yeah.
Legendary hot steam towel treatment. Open up the pores, make you look fresh and young. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Relaxing neck and shoulder massage. It's stress right now. It's time of the year. Holiday season. Stressful on everybody. MVP experience at Sport Clips can get you taken care of. Not only that, big screen TV in the waiting area. TVs at the cutting stations. And you don't need an appointment. So guys, very non-committal. Not going to hold you to the appointment. Just roll right in. Before work, after work, during work. Doesn't matter. It's good to be a guy at Sport Clips. You can go to the one. I went to one on Highway 10. They go to Chenal, Conway, all over the place. Sport Clips.com is a website. Go check them out. Pat Bradley with Clint Stern. Michael Pease. The Griff from Rib Crib is bold, and he's back. But we're joined by an Arkansas legend, Bob Holt. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, Pat. How you doing?
Thanks for your patience, buddy. We got a busy day here in the zone.
That's okay.
How's everything going up there in the hill?
Oh, it's a clear day. It's kind of cold. It's kind of like I think I'm in Everett, Massachusetts. It's about 35 degrees. Well, that's probably warm for Massachusetts this time of year, I guess.
Oh, yeah. We're out there sunbathing. You kidding me? Working on my tan. Especially when I go to Massapoisett. Okay, today in today's Democrat Gazette, you wrote an article about Darrell Walker, and it said degree of difficulty is the headline, and it said 30 years, and then it automatically thought, that you were writing this about yourself, because you've been down, you've been putting pen to paper for many, many years, Bob. How long's it been?
Well, yeah, I got hired in June of '81, so I actually covered Darrell's. My first basketball season was Darrell's junior year, '81-'82, and so that was kind of cool. I don't know if you guys read this the other day. I saw where Tennessee's, break down the old Stokely Athletics Events Center where Tennessee used to play before they went to their big new arena, Thompson Bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember covering Arkansas and Louisville there in 1983. They had a Mideast region. That's when they had the Mideast regional there. And Kentucky played Louisville in the regional final, which was a huge deal because they weren't playing the regular season back then. They hadn't played in forever because Kentucky wasn't playing. But Arkansas played Louisville and got the big lead, and then Louisville just kept coming back and won the game. It was a heartbreaking loss for Arkansas, but that was Darrell's last game.
So back then, did you actually dip the feather in ink, and that's how you wrote and you sent it along back in those days?
No, we had computers that were probably about the size of suitcases.
You were working on a computer in 1981? That's amazing to me.
Yeah, well, it seemed high tech at the time, but it would seem pretty low tech now. But when I was a student in Missouri before that, I typed on an old little portable Smith Corona typewriter, and we had something called a telecopier that you literally would pack in a suitcase with all this foam around it, and you'd type a page and you'd send it, you'd transmit it back, and it would take one page like 6 minutes. So if you type like four pages, it'd take 25 minutes to transmit, and then somebody at the other end would type it into a computer terminal. Big desktop at the office, so that was kind of how
you knew there had to be a better way. Well, let's get into this Razorback game tonight against Robert Morris. A lot of people just look at the front of the jersey and see Robert Morris, and they kind of figure they don't have anything behind that. But they're on a five-game winning streak, and they've been shooting the ball pretty good. As I'm looking at these statistics, and if you've watched Arkansas's team play the basketball team, one thing they struggle with is getting out to shooters.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a dangerous game for Arkansas. Like you said, there's probably a lot of people in this part of the country that aren't familiar with Robert Morris. It's I guess, what you call a mid-major, low-major school in the Northeastern Conference. And, you know, in suburban Pittsburgh, I think they're actually in Moon, Pennsylvania. But they've got a quality program. I mean, they won 26 games last year. They've won 20 or more, I think, for the last 5 years. They've got a bunch of, like, a senior, a bunch of juniors, like a lot of these smaller schools. They don't lose guys early in the NBA, so they have veteran teams. They may not have been beating the biggest name schools. They're beating people, you know, Louisiana Lafayette, Ohio, Hampton, people like that. But, you know, winning's winning. And, you know, winning on the road, I don't care where you're playing, that's always a good thing. So I think they're coming in with a lot of confidence. I'm sure they're fired up to play. And they got a four-year starter, a point guard, this kid, Belton Jones. So this is a guy that's used to playing in pressure situations, yeah. Used to handle the ball. So I think it's a real dangerous game for Arkansas. If they're not ready to play, they can get upset.
Let me ask you about the Arkansas team. Clint Sterner's in here, and he went off about 20-minute little tangent of what he expects out of Hunter Mickelson, the big man. And whenever you're close to 7 feet, there's going to be a lot of expectations on you. What have you seen from Hunter? The thing we talked about was his understanding of not getting into foul trouble, being aggressive when you get the ball. Is he put on, what, 30 pounds since last year? Is that what he's added to his build?
Yeah, I think he put on some weight, and then he probably going over to Italy, maybe it didn't help. He didn't know that pizza or whatever cost over there. And then I think he took some off. I think early in the season, and I couldn't tell exactly what his weight is. It's probably around 250 maybe, something like that, yeah. 40-something.
What have you seen of his development in terms of offensively being aggressive? Have you seen just – I know you're there throughout the day at practice, things we can't see.
Well, actually, practices are closed. I wish I could see that.
Are they closed?
Yeah, they are closed.
30 years in the business didn't help you out, huh?
Yeah, I guess not. But, you know, certainly get to watch the games and stuff. And yeah, I mean, Hunter's a guy with a lot of talent, a lot of size. I can see where people would feel like he needs to be doing more because he's got the talent to do more. But I think you got to remember he's still a relatively young player. It's sophomore year. He's a guy I think that definitely shows you flashes, whether it's, you know, going aggressive to the hole or hitting some jumpers or, you know, making good moves defensively, blocking shots, you know, to help protect when guys – you know, Arkansas is out there trapping, and maybe somebody breaks through that. But with him, he's just got to do it more often, you know. I think his minutes were a little limited earlier because he was getting used to carrying the new weight. So you'd see him start, but he might play
right.
15, 16 minutes. Of course, as you know, in Mike's system, you know, you don't need guys playing 30 minutes, especially big guys like that, getting up and down the floor. But, yeah, Hunter, he's had his moments. He just needs to have more of them, and then they need to be longer, I guess. You know, he needs to have, you know, more extended periods of good play for him. And I think he will.
Bob, I need you to do the same thing that I asked Pat to do during my conversation earlier about this. Is y'all's knowledge of basketball, whether it be statistics or the fact that Pat played, y'all set that aside for a minute and just let a guy that knows nothing about basketball and how to play the game give you my perspective.
I've seen him play.
I don't care about stats. I don't care what he does with the ball in his hand. I want to see him with his back to the bucket throwing bows, with his elbow in the middle of somebody's back. I want to see the guy that's guarding him intimidated. That's what I want to see from the stands. That's the limit. That's the
basically.
Depth.
Can you get a sit down with Sterner and Mickelson when he comes to North Little Rock?
Sit down with him. I don't care what your stats are. I hope they're great.
Hey, he's not your buddy Grant Garrett on the offensive line. Okay.
Well, he needs some of that in him.
Well, there's a reason why he's playing center and not left guard.
You know, that's my whole take on it. My expectations, hell, who am I? My expectations mean absolutely nothing. But what I would personally like to see from him is I would just like to see some nastiness. I don't see it in his face. I don't see it in his play. I don't see it. I just want to see some nasty. Is there anything wrong with that, Bob?
No, I don't think so. You want to play like a full player. I'm sure Arkansas's coaches, if they were listening to this or if they were on, they'd probably echo that. I think, you know, he's a skilled big man. And I think, you know, if you watch him play, he takes a lot of jumpers. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, Marshawn Powell's really knocking down threes. But Marshawn also will get inside zones and, you know, go hard to the basket. And I think it's it's a mentality that he needs to develop. Maybe he needs to develop more of a mean streak, if you want to call it that. Or,
would you agree with this, though,
I,
Bob?
I think that's something that's going to take some time.
I'm tired. We got 2 years. We ain't got much
Stern
more time.
Stern is the most impatient person I know. He doesn't have time.
I need a national championship run.
He wants one now. He wants Mickelson to turn into Dwight Howard right now.
Not Dwight Howard.
Who,
I want
Mark
Eaton? I want old Kurt Rambis. That's what I want. I want to see some Kurt Rambis in him. You know, and that's the thing though, Bob. It goes back to my point with Pat. At what point do we quit talking about the fact that, you know, hell, they're all talented. The good ones in college are all talented. The great ones are talented and nasty. They're all talented. I mean, they're all good. I just want to see a little something put with it. Take it to the next level.
I also think you got to play. I mean, you can't be something you're not. And I don't know if he's ever been a quote nasty boy or like. I don't know if he could play for the 1980s Pistons or whatever.
God, that'd be sweet. That's so much fun to watch.
Rick Mahorn over there.
Well, that just makes that makes basketball fun to watch for us that know absolutely nothing about the game. When you Pat Bob, you got to understand. Pat tries to coach our little flag pickup team, and he's going 2-2-1 press full court.
Brutal,
I don't know what the heck that means.
I lost them at the first two. Bob, we got just a couple minutes here. We got to take a break, but can I just get a quick rundown on what you think, how this team's going to finish? What spot in the SEC will they finish, and is that going to be good enough for an NCAA tournament?
I think they're going to be right on that bubble. I mean, if I look breaking down the schedule, of course, it's different this year because they play 18 instead of 16, you know, which they played the previous 19 years or however many years it's been in the SEC. And, of course, they only get to play Mississippi State once. This would be, you know, Arkansas hadn't won in Starkville since Pat Bradley played. That's how long it's been.
Oh, I remember that. It was Saturday afternoon game. We got home early, and the boys and I celebrated.
Go ahead, till the break of dawn. Go ahead, Bob. Don't get him started.
And then this would be the year for Arkansas to win in Starkville. The problem is they don't play in Starkville, you know. But they're playing Missouri twice. They're playing Florida twice. Vanderbilt's lost a lot of players, but they beat Xavier on the road the other day. So, you know, Vanderbilt's always going to be pretty good. Kevin Starnes is a good coach. So they've got a bit of a rough schedule. But I'm breaking it down. I think they can go 10-8 and maybe finish, say, fifth in the SEC.
I'd love fifth. Maybe
fourth. If they do that, I think they'll have a shot. And then, you know, it wouldn't hurt to win a couple games in the SEC tournament. But, you know, they really crushed that tough stretch where they weren't 1-4. I mean, they don't have anything to be ashamed of because they were playing really good teams. But it would have been nice for them if they could have, say, beaten Arizona State and Vegas or upset Syracuse here. Or Syracuse hadn't lost anybody anywhere all year, so that's really not a bad loss for Arkansas. But I think they're going to be right there on the bubble. I think they're going to have a winning record in the SEC, maybe win a game or two in the tournament. And if that happens, I think they'll have a decent shot to make the tournament. But a lot of that's going to, you know, depend on what happens in other conferences and if there are a lot of upsets in conference tournaments, things of that nature. But I think Arkansas can make it to the NCAA tournament. I certainly wouldn't make them a lock or anything. I wouldn't necessarily expect them to, but I think they'll give themselves a shot because being as young as they are still, they're going to get, I think, a lot better as the season goes on.
Bob, from a fan's perspective, are there games that are teams that we're going to play this year that from a fan's perspective, we shouldn't really expect a victory, or have we reached a point with that program coming back as far as we're going to have a chance against everybody regardless of who it is?
Well, I think Walton Arena will have a shot to beat everybody, and that's, you know, Missouri and Kentucky and anybody like that. I think on the road, I mean, you have to be realistic. This team went 1-7 in the SEC on the road last year. They won at Auburn. And so, you know, road wins are still very tough to come by, although they played a solid game at Michigan, which is, you know, a very tough place to win, and they played okay in Vegas. But road wins, that's still a something this team has to conquer. They have to prove they can win on the road. And really, Arkansas hadn't really been a really good road team since the 90s. Once again, back to the Pat Bradley era.
Oh, I remember very clearly.
God.
Bob.
Yeah. I should have got him going.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Hey, we got to hit that break anyway.
Go to the, when we get off here, go to the rib crib, get you a steak and some gumbo, man. It's for real.
Hey, Bob, I'm playing Sterner's favorite song here going into this break, Little Drummer Boy. You know how he loves that. Bob, I appreciate you, man. Going to get you on again soon. And have a merry, merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay, good time with you guys. Take care.
All right, big guy.
Take care. Thanks.
Go ahead, Stern. Play us into the break.
No.
Arkansas Flag and Banner is your Central Arkansas Razorback connection with over 1,000 Razorback items in stock. Flags, tailgating gear, shirts, hog hats, dresses, automotive accessories, jewelry, kids' gear,